Tuesday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. I hope you had a lovely Easter weekend, and this week we're going to be moving into the second phase of our topic this month, all around fear. So at this point we have looked at what fear means to you, the origin of your fear, how fear is coming up in different parts of your life that you may not have even been aware of, how fear can affect the body and be stored in the body for longer than also you may be aware of, what your fear story is and how it triggers you, but also how fear can cause you to procrastinate or sabotage yourself. Now what we're looking at doing for the next 2 weeks is really how we're going to heal that part of ourselves. So as I said, when we accept our fear and acknowledge that it's going to come up again and again, we have a better chance of understanding it from all the work we've done over the past 2 weeks, so that when we get the same emotion, whether it's a feeling of, you know, sadness, anxiety, panic, when we get the same feeling within the body, whether it's nauseousness or a pain in our back, we start to understand and recognize that this is fear. It's like, this is what's happening. I understand it. I see it for what it is. I can nearly speak to it, but also accept that it is a part of me and that it is fully okay for me to feel this way. So for today, what I want you to think about is how you're going to start integrating everything you've learned over the past few weeks into your day-to-day life. This is about starting to notice where fear is cropping up and having some of your own internal resources and tools to be able to respond to that better. So the first thing could simply be just like, I notice my fear is coming up more and I notice how my body is reacting more. That's amazing as a first step, because what you're doing there is you're acknowledging it, and that is healing in itself, because it's getting the space. Any negative emotions that come up are really looking for attention, which is where we as a person are looking for some emotional support, emotional attention, and it comes up and manifests itself in different ways, such as fear. So by allowing yourself to give it the attention it needs, it doesn't have to start, you know, causing havoc or running chaotically throughout your life. You can therefore say to yourself, I understand this, I recognize this, and I can support myself in the best way. So that's all I want you to think about today. How am I going to integrate what I've learned about fear and my responses to fear into my day-to-day life? And if you get any aha moments or insights around this, definitely get in touch with me, because I love to hear how you're, you know, transitioning through these things, but also the transformations that you're really having. And something that's been very interesting to me is I've been doing a lot of work kind of behind the scenes on my website and really looking at how to explain It's Time For Me. And thanks to some of you who sent me in your feedback before, you know, where you just talked about your experience of being in It's Time For Me, one of the things I really noticed was the transformations that have been occurring. The way that people say that they're feeling more calm, they're sleeping better, they're feeling more reassured, they're trusting in themselves, but they also have the tools to be able to deal with what comes up. And I was delighted to see that, because obviously I want you to experience that. But sometimes when I'm working away at everything, I don't tune into that part because I'm too busy hoping that it's doing the right thing, as opposed to sitting down and saying, okay, well, what is it actually doing and how is it helping people? So know that, and the reason I'm saying this to you is because know that you are, by giving yourself the opportunity to be a member of It's Time For Me, but more importantly, offer this space and time to yourself, you are healing and changing probably more rapidly and progressing more than you would ever probably imagine that you are or know that you are. It's like when we're losing weight or something like that. We're moving through and the weight is coming off, but we might notice because our clothes might not, you know, we might not drop a dress size, for example, until 5 or 6 weeks in. And it mightn't be to the end point when we see the health benefits or that our clothes are looser, that we see, God, look at all the hard work that I've done. But we, you know, don't thank ourselves for the hard work as we're going through it. So you have to thank yourself for saying, do you know what, I'm showing up for myself here so that I can heal and progress. And as I said, those transformations are happening more often than you probably notice. So that's another thing to think of as well, you know, how you're integrating all you've learned into dealing with your fears, but also how you're also integrating yourself into a different way of being, I suppose, which is in that place where we can respond differently to things. We can stop being triggered. We can recognize things before they take over. They still happen, and they always will happen, by the way, but we just have better ways of dealing with it that doesn't have such an impact on us or send us into a spiral. So take a moment to thank yourself for all of the work that you have done, and I look forward to connecting with you later in the week.